SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin ngayong umaga si Rod Dingle at ibabahagi niya sa atin ang kamakailan lamang na kanyang nalaman at naging karanasan sa kalusugan. Ito ay tungkol sa kanyang kidney o bato. Magandang araw sa iyo, Rod.
Magandang araw din, Anna, and sa mga tagapakinig as usual.
Sa boses, hindi halatang kakagaling lang sa operasyon.
Oo. Well, you know, sometimes things are all in the mind, sabi nga. Siguro if I will allow it to affect me, it will affect me. Makirot pa yung ano, yung sugat, yung surgical wounds. But other than that, I'm doing just fine. So it's all good. It's all good.
Sana natin balikin natin paano nagsimula o paano nasimulan yung pag-detect sa chronic kidney disease?
By accident. So this is the reason why I would like to share the experience, because a lot of times, ang mga tao, oh, okay lang yan, wala yan, ayos lang yan. You know, that, which is a normal, common attitude ng tao, lalo na yung mga may edad na. And especially also now the younger generations, no? I had a change of kidney specialist. His first question to me was, what is wrong with your kidney? And I said, I honestly don't know. I'm taking a lot of a concoction of medications, sabi ko, dahil nga sa diabetes ko at saka may heart problem din ako dati. Okay? They're all under control na, Anna. Okay? So, because of that, I think my kidney, being the septic, is accumulating all these toxins. So, in the process, nasisira ang kidney. Not because I have a kidney disease. Sabi ko, okay.
It's because of the medicine.
Yun ang initial na, that has always actually been what is in my mind. Dahil lang sa mga gamot na sari-saring kinakain ko for other conditions that I had, because they're all diabetic related nga. So sabi niya, okay, let's get it scanned. So I went for a scan, it came back, and then nakita ko yung report. Sabi niya kasi, bring this to your GP, okay? So from the kidney specialist to the GP, nakita ko yung report, meron doong possible cystic carcinoma. Nung nakita ko yung word na carcinoma, sabi ko, oh dear, cancer to ah. Sabi ko, so you can imagine, medyo nag-question mark na napakalaki sa utak ko. Whatever I was doing, I literally stopped. And then the next thing also is, oh gosh, how can I mention this to my partner? Okay, I mean, you have to think like in those terms. Kasi all of a sudden, you're on a smooth sailing, and then bang, something comes along. So my GP said, okay, let's do another thorough scan. So I went. Inconclusive. It is definitely a mass, a cystic mass. So merong buo, namumuo na cystic mass sa loob ng aking right kidney. And I said, oh dear, really, of all places, why the kidney, Lord? You could have just given it in my groin or anywhere else, but why the kidney? Because already also my kidney is dysfunctional. It's 42% na lang iha. It's not even 50%. Yes.
But you still have two kidneys.
Oh yes, I everything is complete. So sabi ng GP ko, okay, I will now refer you to a urologist. Looking back, I can smile about it now. Urologist. Pagkakita pa lang nung urologist the two reports, he said straight away, benign or not, let's get it removed. Ayun. But which I want also to get an MRI done. So we got an MRI, but the MRI is just to confirm that the two scans, one a standard and then one a thorough scan, and then the MRI is the confirmation that I have something that's not supposed to be there. So to cut a long story short, July 20 ito na-uncover. By August 29, I was scheduled for the surgery. I am a top priority because of the condition. So that's how it came about. If you ask me, had I known I was going to have this, no. Do I think I will ever get something in my kidneys? Yes, I have problems with my kidneys. But the last thing I had in my mind is a carcinoma or cancer-related cyst. That was nothing, never in my head. And of course, the emotion, you can imagine, the psychology, my partner, my sisters. Yes, I get emotional about it, but you know, it's one of those things, you basically grab the bull by the horn and just deal with it. And then I always think back about my mom, Anna. She's always been a very strong woman. Very strong in a sense na, even when we were kids, pag may mga sakit kaming, oh, yung tuhod ko and all that. Oy, bangon ka dyan. Tayo dyan. Walang ganyan-ganyan, you know? So that's basically what she was. Sabi ko, I'm not dead. I mean, it's not determined, so there's still hope. There's still other options. Ganon. To fight it. Alam mo kasi pag narinig na natin yung carcinoma and then we know that carcinoma is cancer-related, para kang, oh my God, katapusan na ng mundo. So in the last 6 weeks, well, 7 weeks now, almost 7 weeks now, I really grew up very quickly in terms of mortality, na pag nagkaroon ka ng sakit na ganito, which is, sabi nga nila, pag may sakit kang ganyan, isang paa mo na sa hukay daw. Maybe yes, maybe not, you know. But I think that's why I told you at the beginning, it's the attitude, you know. Yeah, maybe if I am like, oh God, I'm sick and all that, I will not be looking the way I am.
Manghihina ka
talaga. 4 days after my surgery, I was released. So I think that is saying something about my the strength of my character and my willpower, you know.
Kidney disease is not new to your family.
Unfortunately, we have a history. Lima kaming magkakapatid. 4 all have kidney failures. The eldest brother, sibling number 2, he passed away last year. Complete renal failure siya. Nag-shutdown siya talaga.
Hindi na kumilos o gumana yung kidney.
Hindi na. And he was basically on dialysis 24/7 na. Hindi na siya tinatanggalan ng dialysis. So you can just imagine. And my brother was actually dark. And even the nurses thought that he's actually from Ethiopia or some other African nation. No disrespect. And then they see that it's Dingle. And then some of these nurses know me. And then they would say, and he would say to them, yes, Rod Dingle is my brother. And then they would be like, oh my God, you know, because he's so dark as a result of the dialysis. Yeah.
And two of another brother?
Yeah, yung kuya ko is on, I don't know if he wants me mentioning this, but he's on dialysis, he's under control, he's okay. You know, he can move around, he does community work, he does a lot. He sings kantor siya sa Parramatta Cathedral, so he's very happy doing like that. And then my youngest sister also, she's on dialysis. Pero no, my sister is on full-time employment, so they do dialysis at night, and then they do all their normal routines in the day. So you can't stop, Anna. That is one thing. It is chronic. It is there, just like diabetes, but it should not stop you from doing the things that you enjoy and love doing, you know?
It's not just the Dingle family who's experiencing this. One in three Australians will likely suffer from chronic kidney disease.
Correct. One in three is actually quite shocking. It's almost like the same as diabetes, which I also have. But again, let me just reemphasize, yung diabetes ko is really well under control. I also have a partner that reminds me not to eat this or to eat that, not to drink this, to drink that. So it's good. We share experiences, encounters, etc., with my other members of my family who are in the same boat. Plus also yung mga friends ko, relatives ko na may mga ganitong karamdaman, you know. You're right. 1 in 3 Australians will one day suffer from kidney failure, especially if left untreated. So I think that is something to remind us that when we can, maski alam natin na malusog tayo, let's go for that contact with the GP. And then from the GP, you know, you can have a blood test, a simple blood test. And then if it warrants that you need to have further scans, further tests, then go for it. Huwag ko kayong matakot, because knowing is actually preserving, you know. Knowing is being forewarned, you know. And kung may chance kayo, share it with people, which is what I wanted to do in this instance. Because alam mo nung pinost ko yung sa Facebook, Ana, yung mag-check-in ako and all that, I had so many concerned friends na, what is wrong with you again? What is wrong with you again?
And after being released from the hospital, I saw there are 239 comments.
Hindi lang. You haven't seen the private messages yet. And you know, there's so many in the community who have gone through the same as I did. See?
Yes.
You don't know that. Mm. And there are many more that are going through it. And there are those that they have it, and now I've been asking me through private ito. And this is why I wanted to share these things, Anna. It's for community public public knowledge, so that they can be aware, and then they will know what to do, hopefully, you know. Mahirap kasi na, especially, you know, some of us, you may be living by yourself, you think na wala kang makakatulong, etc., etc. Being able to hear, lalo na po yung mga takapakinig ng SBS, yung mga takapakinig po na ganyan, napaka-simple lang po, kay may nararamdaman kayo o wala, kay may suspecha po kayo o wala, kay bata kayo, kay hindi na po kayo bata, pumunta lang po kayo sa inyong GP, sa general practitioner. And all it starts from is a simple blood test. Hindi po masakit ang blood test, so huwag po kayong matakot. Para lang po kayo talagang kinagat ng langgam, kinurot lang ng langgam po yun. Okay.
Rod, after ng surgery, what happens next?
Okay, obviously, I'm on medication. The 4 days that I was in hospital, yung post-care mo na tinatawag, nurses are 24/7. So my partner, when I said I want to go home, I want to come home, sabi ng partner ko, baby, you have more better care here in hospital. Sabi ko, no, I'll be fine, I'll be okay. So after 4 days, nakita naman nila yung progress ko, nag-heal talaga yung sugat ko, I came home. Noong nawala na ako doon sa environment na yon, because I started to take my own blood through my partner, blood sugar level, BP ko, yung mga gamot ko, yung mga kasi naglalantos din ako, which is actually a insulin, it becomes more challenging. Kasi you have to do all of that eh. Eh doon pa pinapaliguan ka pa doon. Everything is there, you know. But I've been able, I think on my 5th day, I've been able to shower on my own. Pero my partner has just been on standby in case anything happens to me. And you know, just little, you don't overdo it. It's just basic things. So it's routine. Tapos bibigyan ka nila ng gamot kasi yung surgical wound mo talaga, makirot. It is definitely makirot. And that is part of the fact na kasi po, papasukin po, pinasok po talaga yung kidney ko at tinanggal po yung mga 20 cent piece na kalaki po ng tumor, ng cyst, na mga 2 centimeters na ang kakapal. Oo. So 2 centimeters would be like siguro mga 320 cent na magkakasama yon. Ganun ka. So it's not small. That's why, alam mo, maliit lang naman ang kidneys natin eh. So siguro kaya, tapos open pala yung surgery ko, Anna. It's an open surgery, which means that my healing will take longer. Meron din silang tinatawag na keyhole, but the problem with keyhole is it's not exploratory yung access nila doon sa cystic area. Kasi camera lang, there will always be a chance na baka mayroon silang ma-miss out. Whereas open, longer healing, but at least mabubuksan, makikita nila. Actually, they did not remove my kidney, Anna. They actually, that's the one, yes. They worked around the thingy and then they removed it. That's the cyst mass. They won't even actually, my GP said today, can you confirm to me with this benign or malignant? Sabi niya, no, I can't. Once that was taken away, it went for biopsy and then it will come back. And then when you go and see your urologist, which I will see him in 2 weeks, then you will know if it's benign or malignant. Now, additional response to your question. If it's benign, then there's nothing much to worry about. But siguro, because you already have a history, it's probably not a bad idea. Like in my case, nagkaroon ako ng triple bypass na, I am being checked every year. So it's a monitoring process. Okay. Now, if it was malignant, then naturally they will want to try and monitor you much more frequently, for every 4 months, every 6 months, ganon. Because you know you don't want these things.
And that mean you'll undergo dialysis?
No, not yet. The interesting thing na comment nung one of the attending physicians, Dr. Yugi, as a matter of fact, he's a Japanese. She one of the registrar surgeons ng Nepean Hospital, Penrith, which I had the surgery in. He said, oh, Mr. Dinga, look at your creatinine. It's improved since we removed that thing, sabi niya. That mass, sabi niya. And for those people that understand what creatinine is an element found within the kidney. Parang enzyme ito eh. And for you to have a healthy creatinine, you would have to be at least 40, 50 below. So in other words, zero.
Mas mababa.
Eh, I'm over 200. Exactly.
Triple.
Oh, goodness. Just imagine the ones na mga wala ng kidney. Okay? So I'm over 200. In fact, about 200 something, 212 yata. But since I had this surgery, would you believe bumaba siya ng 189? So there's a big drop, which is a big improvement. What that translates to, sabi nga ng GP ko kanina, is good. So on Thursday, I'm gonna have another thorough blood test. Titingnan yung creatinine. If it will continue to go down, then it's a big plus. Na siguro kaya ako nadidihado sa creatinine ko is because of that cystic mass na nakita nga by accident. Yep.
Sa pagbahagi mo, Rod, ng eto, isang challenge na naman sa health mo, sa kalusugan mo, ano yung natutunan mo undergoing after the surgery at malaman mo na meron ka nga itong chronic kidney disease?
You know, you didn't have to have a history, a family history. You have to be... I think first and foremost, realistic that with age comes certain changes in your health conditions. In Australia, we're very lucky, Anna. It's just a matter of a blood test. Very simple, libre pa yan. Okay? So that's the first thing. So what that taught me is do not take things for granted. Do not leave it too long. Do not trust your instinct na, okay lang yan. Rather, trust your instinct na, oh gosh, I think I better just get myself checked. Kasi once you know that you are clean, you're safe, you're healthy, that's peace of mind. Walang stress. And when you have a peace of mind, guess what? Everything around you is very happy. You're very happy too. Now, in my case, I have a family history, so I have to be more guarded. I will have to keep monitoring whether I like it or not. That's why I always tell my nieces and nephews. And now they are very aware that somehow, not just my nieces and nephews in Australia, but also my nieces and nephews abroad. Because we all have the same genes, yes. You know? So sabi, this is a very same reason na all of a sudden I'm hearing stories from relatives, cousins abroad na, ah, oh, kaya siguro namatay si tatang, kaya siguro namatay si nanang, si apong, si ganyan. Kasi parang ganyan din yata yung sakit. But you know,
it wasn't checked.
Alam mo naman sa Philippines, it's a very expensive condition to be in. And that's very understandable. But I think that when you start with doing a blood test, being aware that you may or may not have it, kasi once na-detect na wala, then you don't have anything to worry about. Get on with your life, you know. Pero pag meron, then you start planning. You start thinking, okay, what am I going to do next? Within the boundaries of your limitations for fundings, et cetera, depende kung nasaan ka. But lucky for us dito sa Australia, tandaan niyo po ito, kung nasaan dito kayo sa Australia, kung permanent resident citizen po kayo rito, libre po itong mga ito. Itong mga initial tests po na mga ganito. Yung consultation niyo po sa GP, libre po at the moment. Okay? So, you know, if you're unsure, just go and speak to your GP po.
Maraming salamat, Rod, sa pagbahagi mo ng... kumaga punong-puno ng hamon para
sa'yo. Salamat, Ana. Pinaunlakan mo ako na magbigay ng aking opinion. Hindi lang kuro-kuro, pero yung talagang aktual na opinion, aktual na experience, sharing information about what I have gone through, what I am going through, and maybe, you know, what I will still get through. Tandaan niyo po, it's not the end of the world po pag nalaman natin na meron tayong condition. Hindi po yan katapusan ng mundo. My goodness, my Tagalog is really bad. Hindi po yan katapusan ng mundo. Bagkos, yan po ang initial reminder sa atin na, hey, let's get up and do something. Okay? Yes, so...
Magpatingin, magpasuri.
As simple as that. That's right. And pag nakita po yung nakita na po yung resulta, huwag po natin ilalagay sa santabi ho. Okay? I-follow up po natin kasi pag follow up, doon po natin nai-stop, napipigilan, nasusugpo. Ayun, nasusugpo yung dapat nasugpuin. Salamat, Ana, and mabuhay po kayong lahat ng mga tagapakinig ng SBS.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.